Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
And I had an opportunity last night to talk to Kale and asked him, essentially, when you look at your team this season, have there been any real surprises, plus or minus, to this point?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think we expect to kind of just get going and learn from there. Not any major surprises. I mean, we have some freshmen in the lineup who have competed really well and helped us a lot last weekend in a couple tight matches. Our veterans are they're great and they're gamers. The bigger the match, the better they're going to compete. But I don't think there's really any major surprises at this point or anything that we know differently. It's just baby steps the whole way.
And part of those steps, I want to go to Bo Bartlett. Bo has, he's wrestled at different weights. Now he's at a weight that I think people would perceive more natural for him. What did he learn wrestling at a different weight that maybe he can now apply at a natural rate?
He was definitely wrestling up the last 2 years, and he just got a lot of valuable experience, I think. I mean, he's a guy that has a ton of ability. He's a great athlete. If you follow him on Instagram, he's doing all sorts of crazy backflips and things, and he's the backflip guy. I don't know what the actual title is, but I think he's just a kid who just needs to keep competing. He's been wrestling great. He's won some tough matches this year, and some close ones that he kind of figured out, and he's just going to keep getting better. But for him, I think it's just confidence and just being himself and letting it rip a little bit.
Is being at, quote, what would be his natural weight part of that confidence, the fact he has settled into something that he knows that's the right spot for him?
Yeah, I think so. I think his athleticism, his strength is something that he can take advantage of a little bit more at a natural weight, right? When you're wrestling up a weight, and he was doing everything that he could just to weigh in on weight, basically. And
yeah.
When you're doing that, you're giving up size and strength, and he's really strong, and like I was saying, so but still, it's just a different level of strength up a weight class, and that's just something that he can really get back to, and kind of when he wants to score, he scores. I mean, he's got a lot of ability, and he's getting better. So I think, as you're saying, as he settles into this weight class more, we'll see more and more out of him.
Kale, what have you seen from Shane Van Ness so far that you've liked?
He's just a tough kid. He's moving forward all the time. That's what we saw when we were watching him in high school. He's a smart wrestler also, but he picks up steam and gets stronger as the match goes on. And those guys are a lot of fun to have in the lineup. But he had two big wins last weekend. I think he was just the Penn State Male Athlete of the Week, which was cool for him. But he's a beast.
Every sport right now in intercollegiate athletics is older because of COVID. What has that done for the depth of wrestling across the country, because you do have older wrestlers still competing?
Yeah, it's bizarre, and I think you have older wrestlers, and I think these kids, they went through just a really strange time. They weren't able to be around each other as much their first couple years. Their school was different, right? They didn't have to go to class. All they had to do was pass their classes. It was pass fail, and so they kind of got thrown back into the real world, and that's been a challenge for some of them. But you have kids with another year of eligibility, and most of them are going to use it. So it's and you're going to see the effects for a couple more years, right? We have a guy like Carter Strachey could wrestle two more years after this year, and 1 year at a time. But he could wrestle the national tournament five times. So,
What was it like for you as a coach who has had a way to coach, to go through that year, and how grateful were you, among other things, to get it back so it's had some semblance of normalcy from a coaching point of view?
Yeah, I mean, COVID was exhausting. All the hoops and things you had to jump through, and you're working with kids that weren't really too concerned with it, but they had to, they had to follow the rules and every day. Yeah, it was challenging, but you know, it was challenging for everybody. And I mean, you had people that were hurting and families and people that are passing away. So, you know, we were just grateful to get through it and to this point. And but it was definitely a challenging time for the kids and everybody.
What has it meant for you that you've had the stability of the coaching staff through every year, and what has it meant to the growth of the program, that stability?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, everything to me. I mean, having Coach Cunningham and Coach Cody and with Marners with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club, but you just our staff, you know, even our director of ops has been with us since 2010, 11, so probably 2011. So, you know, we spent a lot of time together and a lot of ups and downs and you know, problem solving and hard work and, you know, a lot of weekends, you know. So having those guys, people that I trust completely, makes all the world a difference to me as the head coach. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it without them.
Yeah, because that's something, you know, I'll be honest, I grew up in a household that valued loyalty. Now, loyalty has to be a two-way street. How valuable, now you have to have confidence, obviously, but how valuable is that loyalty component to you?
Well, it's very important to me. I think the loyalty and the trust factor that we have with each other, I mean, we're honest with each other. You know, they're both, you know, all of our coaches could be head coaches at some other school.
Yeah.
You know, they're not playing games and, you know, with us or anything like that. I mean, they just, you know, we do the best we can to take care of them. And, you know, Pat's helped me with that and before Sandy. Yeah, I think, you know, your team's going to follow your example, right? And if you're loyal to each other and you trust each other and you're on the same page, it's very important to the whole program, and that's something that we're blessed to have.
What kind of progress, let's go to heavyweight, what kind of progress have you seen in Greg Kirkfleet as he's tried to make his moves forward during the course of this season coming off of last season?
Yeah, I think he's wrestling great. His confidence is high. He's put on 30 pounds and kept it, which is 30 pounds for him. I mean, he's just so strong naturally. 30 pounds to him, he's lean and mean. It's that's a lot of strength and power. So, but yeah, he's wrestling great, and just got to keep it rolling.
Let me bring up the part about strength and conditioning, because you add 30 pounds with the idea that you can only be stronger, but many times guys will get quicker because of it. What has been important in your observation as a coach of the strength and conditioning program here that's helped your student athletes?
Yeah, wrestling is unique in that you have, you know, you have weight management. You have different kids cutting weight. I don't like to use to say that, but you know, managing their weight,
making a weight class.
Yeah, making a weight class, right? So you have, and then you have a guy like Greg at heavyweight who, it's the weight class is 285 and he's 250, so he has no weight concerns whatsoever. So it's just making sure you, you know, you individualize things, and that's what we do. You know, it's not a one size fits all kind of a program. You just got to kind of work with each individual to help them. And they all have different ideas. And, you know, kids today come in with their own strength coaches. And so it's just about making sure they're confident and they're getting what they need. But in wrestling, a lot of it is just you get in good wrestling shape by wrestling. So we spend a lot of time on the mat. And that's where we what we rely on for the most.
So we say all the time, you can't get better unless you're playing. All right? Yeah. You can do
that's
other
right.
things. You can't get better unless you play. All right. So Pat does a great job, Pat Dungard, of always keeping us up to date on not just dual meets where we see the 10-man lineup, but also on what goes on at tournaments. How have you felt about the progress of some of the guys that have gone through the tournaments that may not be in this everyday lineup that maybe the fans don't get a chance to see?
Well, yeah, we have some, we have some really strong depth, more at some weights than others, and we've seen that even in the last week. We had, you know, Aaron Brooks returning, two-time national champion, didn't wrestle in the Ryder match, And then against Lehigh, Roman didn't wrestle, who's a two-time national champion. So we've had guys really step in there and compete for the team. And you know, we expect to see that throughout the year. It's just kind of something that, and really, you want, you know, we want kids that want to be national champions, you know, whether they're the starter or not. And they don't know when their time's going to come, but we have a good group of guys and, you know, a lot of solid depth. We have, you know, a roster of around 36 and, they're ready to roll if needed.
At 125, it looks like Gary Steen will be the leadoff for you on Sunday. When you look at him, what kind of progress has he made and what's been the learning curve for him to this point?
I think for him, I think he's got everything he needs. He's just kind of learning how good he is, I think. I mean, that's just life, right? And just knowing that and believing. But he has all the tools. You know, he works hard. He's a great kid, great student. He's just got to keep competing, and he can see that he's right there because he's been there with some top. Not he hasn't wrestled any, you know, top five type kids, but, you know, some top 25, and he's been in there, you know, point for point. So he's just got to keep competing and get that experience. But he can compete. He's a really tough, talented wrestler.
What about Max Steen to this point? You know, everybody's going to go through and they're going to have a tough match here and there. What's Maxie look like to you?
Yeah, Max, he had a rough weekend last weekend. Yeah. You know, lost a couple matches, but, you know, it's early December, right? You know, it's not really, we don't really put a lot of focus on winning and losing ever, really. You know, I mean, it's just how do we compete? But he's a gamer and a competitor, and he'll be stronger because of that weekend. Not too worried about him, but, you know, felt bad for him because nobody likes to lose, but he's going to be okay.
Is there anything to it about, look, you go out there, you're a defending national champ, so you're going to get the best from said wrestler or said team on a given night. Is there something to that, and is something mentally that a wrestler has to approach that with because they are in that spot?
Yeah, I think, you know, it depends on who they are and where they're at. But, I mean, there can definitely be expectations can be killers, right? I mean, if so you just got to be clear on what you want and why you want it. I mean, and sometimes it doesn't have to be anything that's articulate other than I want to be national champion. And as long as you have a clear focus, you know, sometimes adversity will bring a little bit of clarification. I think that was something that was good for Max this last weekend. I think he's just putting a little bit too much pressure on himself, and it's amazing the type of energy that you can use up before you step on the mat or before you compete if you're not in the right frame of mind. But it's all experience, and sometimes experience is expensive, as they say, or painful. So, yeah. But it's you know, expectations can be killers. You got to manage those things.
Tell us a little bit at 57 and 65 about Terrell and Alex, so the fans get to know them a little bit better.
Yeah, well, Charles, he's competed for us a couple times. 2 years ago, last year, he was off and on. Yep. He's right there. He's been losing by 1 point to the top five guys in the country off and on. And he's just got to get that big win, I think. I mean, he's been close a few times, but, you know, he works really hard. Great kid. He's going to compete hard every time. Does the right things, you know, works hard in school, and he's, you know, just a good teammate. You know, Facundo's a true freshman. He's been wrestling really well so far, and, you know, he's a big, you know, blue chip kind of recruit coming out of Michigan. Keeps getting better and better. Had some nice wins this past weekend. In the Lehigh duel, wrestling a very experienced kid, I think a fifth-year senior, and won a close match. But he's one of those guys that just love the sport. He's a guy you got to tell him to leave the room, and, you know, he's had enough, you know, say, you know, kind of, and that's a good thing. You know, you want kids that want to be the best. He's very motivated. He's going to have a great career.
For you, and this will be the last question, I'll let you go, so you can give a yes or no answer, you know you're done.
No.
Except I'm not going to ask.
I can do that.
I'm not going to ask a yes or no question. For you, when you wake up in the day, what makes you anxious to get in and into the wrestling room every day?
It's a good question. I don't know if I want to be honest or not. I hate losing. So, I mean, you know, losing is very, the thought of it. I just believe we're going to win. I believe our guys are all going to win. And so kind of that, the thought that we might lose is kind of what I jump out of bed and what motivates me.
Great answer. Yeah. I probably would have given the same answer, but I don't win or lose. I just announce it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not, but that's what
I
do.
Great spot to be in.
Yeah.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. It's always great seeing you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend, the rest of the season as well.
I appreciate it. We'll see you.